Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. I always wanted to say that on a stage. This is going to be inspirational because this is the official Wikibase inspiration panel of Wikidatacon 2019. The point of this panel is to be inspired by all the things that people in various countries, in various fields, do with Wikibase, the software behind Wikidata. I was really surprised to learn today that someone came to me and said, I learned about Wikibase the first time today. So it is the software that runs Wikidata, and if you want to order things in the world the way Wikidata orders things in the world, but you don't agree with the items that we have in there, because you might need a finer level of granularity, or maybe you don't want to start with Q1, which is the universe, because in your little world, Q1 could be a book if you are a library, or it could be some kind of animal if you work in biology, or it could be a historic person if you do digital humanities, but you still want the same system of ordering, then Wikibase is the thing for you. Over the last 1 or 2 years, we have made contact with extraordinary people who are pioneers, who are trailblazing, who are evaluating Wikibase, and who are doing extremely great stuff with that. This panel is going to be very rushed. Every one of the participants of this panel would have deserved a 1 hour slot to present their thing, but our program is packed. So. Keep your seatbelt fastened for a fast-paced ride through the inspirational world of Wikibases. And the first one is a project from two organizations, which is a little sensation in itself, the Bibliothèque Nationale de France, the French National Library, and ABES, which is an authority for higher education, but I think you will talk about that more in your presentation. And I would like to welcome Anila Angeli and Benjamin Boubert on stage for the first 10 minutes of inspiration.
Hi everybody. So yeah, my name is Benjamin Boubert. So I work for ABES, which stands for Higher Education Agency, Bibliographical Higher Education Agency. Basically, we work with all the university libraries in France and manage the Union Catalog and also the their authority files. And I'm here with Anila Angeli from the BNF, French National Library, and we are going to talk to you about our joint project, which is about creating a new production tool for authorities' data, person, corporate bodies, concepts, and so on. And we spent the last month assessing Wikibase to do this stuff. So I will give you some context really quickly. Because it's important for us as libraries, there's been this technological shift recently with the linked open data movement, and we wanted as bibliographical agency to follow this new trend. And well, it's been years since we've experimenting with linked open data with RDF, Spark, and so on, but we think that now is the good time to move forward. It's also a good time because there's been another shift, another fundamental change in the way we we consider bibliographical data. We used to, and we still have data stored in records. Call it MARC records in the library landscape. We use a specific format called MARC. But recently there have been some way to think about it from another point of view and to go from a record-based world to an entity-based world when we try to interconnect people, works, and other entities. So in this context, we decided to launch this joint initiative. But our goal is far beyond libraries. We would like to have with us all the French LAMs, for instance, because we think our project can help them also. So basically, our project is called Fichier National d'Entité, so National Entity Files, and it will be a shared platform for collaboratively create and maintain reference data about entities, like I said, persons, corporate body, places, concepts, and creative works. So we embrace a lot of things, and it's a challenge because it's the first time BNF and ABES collaborate at such a level. Giving you a quick view about where we are, where we come from, and when we are now. We've been working on this project in 2017. We've been benchmarked other similar initiatives and came to the conclusion last year that there was a strong interest in Wikibase as the FNO's backbone. We were considering a good solution to build upon, but we still had doubts this time because we have specific needs to fulfill. So we decided to spend this year to build a proof of concept with real data, both from BNF catalog, authority catalog, and our catalogs. And well, try to merge this data into a Wikibase and try to see how they behave and how the tool can fulfill our needs. And we were helped in this proof of concept by Maxime and Vincent from Inventaire.io, who helped us have a better idea about what Wikibase can bring us. And Anila will talk about the first findings.
So, well, this decision to go with experiment with the Wikibase as the technical infrastructure backbone or the basic layer for our FNE was because it's not trivial to move from one system to another. And because the initiative of using the Wikibase as the technical infrastructure for our data, it is it was bold. Means that we move from our classical system information, library information system, to quite another thing. And so we needed to experiment first and just to see whether a set of functionalities that we usually need to perform and fulfill in our environment, professional environment, I'm talking here about creating and maintaining and not publishing. So, which is a big difference. You were at the previous session with Wikidata Commons contribution strategies for GLAM. It was about publication in ways, it's about creation in itself. So we need to go step by step. And that's why we conducted this experiment, this proof of concept. And good surprise, no major obstacle to ingest library data according to a specific ontology, which is, I briefly mentioned that we put their data in two different flavors of MARC. Then we define some pivotal properties in order to be able to experiment with merging the data, and there was no major obstacle from the technical point of view. Of course, we came up with a confirmation that Wikibase does offer built-in features that could be used as the basis for the technical infrastructure for FNE, But again, the decision is not yet made because the experiment is still, let's say the developments have been completed. Now we're in the phase of writing the final conclusions, and the decision is not yet made from the strategic point of view. But these are really the first findings we can talk about, and Wikibase, it appears to us that the Wikibase might be a good operational solution for managing this initiative, that is jointly, collaboratively create these entities, these things, to remind you of the opposition between things and strings. However, we notice there are gaps within the specific needs of our specific institutions. There are defined communities with their own culture, practices, and it is a certain processes that are inherent to the libraries in the solution offered by Wikibase, for example, the search. I mean, from the professional standpoint, not only from the end user standpoint, but professional, we need some indexes in order to ensure data quality, data curation, and it is very important for the professional, and Wikibase and with its Elasticsearch and Search doesn't offer, but still areas of investigation there. The roles, how are managed the roles, the bureaucrat, the patrolling of, it's not exactly what happened in our world, although there is a layer that can be used upon which we can build other roles that are more in compliance with our way of managing the data. Or different constraints related to data publication or data, there is an error there, we need to correct. Data policy, okay, thank you. So there are things that needs to be, other layers, bricks, need to be built upon Wikibase. And of course, one of the reasons, the major reason, the reason why we are here with you is that we were willing and we feel the necessity to be a part of a community sharing the same concerns. And we all know, given the program, that libraries and GLAMs are heavily represented in this event. So we think that maybe in a couple of weeks or next year we will be able to communicate more openly on our decision to go forward with this solution. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So we will have short presentations first, and we will all return on stage for questions if we have the time for that. We heard something from France. There's another project. It's called, it's not Fichier National d'Identification, but it's Gemeinsame Normdatei, the universal authority file for the German-speaking world. And I'm so happy to have good friends of the Wikimedia movement here. Barbara Fischer and Sarah Hartmann. Sarah Hartmann.
Thanks a lot for the invitation to talk about our project, which is called GND meets Wikibase. And it's a joint project of Wikimedia Deutschland and the GND. And we'd like to give you a quick overview. As Jens said before, there are just 10 minutes. Why we go for that approach to evaluate Wikibase if it fulfills the requirements for managing authority data on a collaborative level, I would say. So where do we come from, and what's the idea of authority control and GND, which stands for Gemeinsame Normdatei? What's the idea of it, and where do we come from? As I said before, it's not that different from what Anila and Ben said. Just a few seconds ago, the GND is used for the description of resources such as publications and objects, for example, and in order to enable accurate data retrieval, I would say the GND provides unambiguous and distinct entities for that retrieval, and so there are persistent identifiers as well, as you all know, for identification and reference for these entities. The authority file is used by mainly libraries, we would say, in the German-speaking countries, but a few other institutions from the cultural heritage domain are using the authority file already. And all in all, there are around about 60 million records, and in Wikibase you would say items, which refer to persons, names of persons, corporate bodies, for example, geographic names and works. And the GND is run cooperatively by so-called GND agencies, and at the moment there are around about 1,000 institutions who are active users of the GND. That means they establish new records and edit records or items on a regular basis. And the most important thing I would say is that the GND data is provided free of charge under CC0 conditions, and that all the APIs and documentation is open as well. Yeah, talking about open, that's the point and the crucial one here. At the moment, we challenge to open up the GND for other GLAM institutions and institutions from the science domain. At the moment, it's really focused on the library sector, and that means that the handy tool of librarians has to evolve into a tool that is used and accepted across domains. And that means a lot of work on organizational stuff, community building, discussions about the current data model, and infrastructural and technical issues. And yeah. Talking about the infrastructural issues, we came up with the idea to become partners in crime with Wikibase, I would say. So we have slightly the same aims, namely make cultural data more accessible and interoperable, and therefore we now evaluate the software which was originally conceived for sole application Wikidata, if it's sufficient for managing authority data.
Right. Hi from my side as well. We are focusing in our evaluation project we do commonly with Wikimedia Deutschland. First of all, if Wikibase meets the requirements of GLAM institutions, galleries, libraries, archives, and museums to drive collaboratively an authority file, which is like our basic question. We also would like to see Wikibase to increase usability, as the software system we're using right now is, let's say, quite a complex software that is not as handy as you might like it to be. Well, and then we would like to know if Wikibase would also ease both data linking and growing a diverse community. As Sarah said before, we are right now in a process of opening up towards a broader scope of GLAM institutions and science institutions. And of course, they are working within their own software structures, and we would like to know if Wikibase would ease the cooperation collaboration with us. So why do we do that? This is because we consider that Wikibase might be the attractive community zone, which means, I had to write that down. First of all, as it is open source, it will be more accessible than any proprietarian software system that is used in the cataloging fields of the GLAM institutions. Then we feel that the Wikibase community already by now is a very dedicated community, and we would like to participate in that dedicated community because we believe that sharing is caring, and what we want to share is is our knowledge, is your knowledge together in order to omit redundance, not by editing the same information over and over again, but reuse data, link it, quoting it, and enriching it. And I placed here on the picture one of the tools that is broadly spread within Wikidata, this Histopedia, because we also feel that if we are able to introduce our data into Wikibase, we might be able to share tools improving the code and thus being an active contributing part of the community. Thank you. I'd like to debate that with you later on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So at some point we ask ourselves, did we by accident write library software? Because the adoption of Wikibase in the library fields is so overwhelming. But there is more to it. And of course, we didn't accidentally write a library system. It can be used for other fields as well. For instance, for biology. And David Fichtmüller will tell us about using Wikibase as a platform for biodiversity. I think that was already.
Full screen. Oh, okay. No. Yes. Hello, everybody. I'm David, and I work at the Botanic Garden and Botanical Museum here in Berlin. And I work there as a computer scientist. We have an entire department called Biodiversity Informatics. So, generally speaking, we write the software that biologists use in their daily work. And on my private side, I've been a Wikipedia contributor for almost 15 years now and Wikidata contributor for almost 5 years now. So, and also, as part of my job, I'm a co-administrator of a media wiki farm with more than 80 wikis regarding the biology community. And a couple of years ago, I was assigned to a project that was, about working on a standard. In particular, it's a standard called ABCD that we needed to do some work on. And I assume most of you haven't heard about ABCD. That's not really a bad thing. It's really specific. It stands for Access to Biological Collection Data. And it is an XML schema. So you can express biological information, particular things like information about herbarium sheets, about collections, fish in alcohol jars, or but also observations, scientists being out in the field, seeing certain plants, seeing certain animals. A lot of variety in here. And because of this, it's quite a huge standard. So we have 1,800 different concepts in there. That's counting the different XPaths there are within the file. And so the challenge was to convert this into a new modern semantic standard. We wanted to use an OWL ontology that is able to express the same kind of information that has previously been expressed with the XML files, and also keep all of the existing documentation and restrictions and all of the connections between the items, and have a collaborative platform where other scientists can come in and give us advice on their specific fields of focus. Did we model this correctly? Is there anything missing? So, with all of this in mind, we went looking around and found the solution, and I guess it wouldn't surprise anybody here if I say it's Wikibase, otherwise I wouldn't be talking here. So we decided on using Wikibase, and we started to install it without the Docker image. Big mistake. Don't do this. In our defense, we started this 2.5 years ago, and it was 2 years ago at the WikidataCon that the Docker image was first released. So we had to figure out our own way, and once we had things up and running, we didn't really want to break changing things. We do have the Docker installed for the query service, and we have a weird hybrid of custom installation and Docker installation and modified scripts connecting those two instances. We then installed quick statements, again manually, because by the time it wasn't part of the query service. did some slight modifications and adjustments to get it to work. I know it's now part of the Docker image, but we had it running, so we didn't bother changing it. Keep this in mind for later on. And before I go into what we did, I want to avoid a possible confusion here, because we're talking about data standard, and when we express things in a semantic way, we will convert the concepts from the XML into classes and properties. So this being object properties connecting the different classes, and data type properties that actually contain the content that is stored, like text, numbers, things like that. And we express all of this within Wikibase, but all of those are items in Wikibase. And they are then described using Wikibase properties. So we have ABCD properties being items, being described as Wikibase properties. I try to make sure to use the prefixes accordingly so you know what I'm talking about when I talk about properties in this talk. So let's look at the properties, in particular the Wikibase properties. We sat down and thought, okay, what do we need to describe the concepts we want to model? And we ended up using around 25 properties, addition to, of course, label, description, alias. I'm not going to mention all of them, just so you see the variety. Those fulfill our requirements. And some things express some restrictions, and others, most of them are optional, only very few are mandatory. So then we set on importing all of this information. We wrote a schema parser that extracts all of the different concepts, so everything that has an XPath within the XML schema, and all of the documentation that is part of the XML schema. And so we got this into a nice CSV file, and then we could work on this and import it using quick statements. Worked quite well, but then we had, as I said, 1,800 plus concepts in our Wikibase instance. But then when we had things like person, and person name and contact email, those appear a couple of times within the schema, like for data set owner, for the person who took an image, things like that. So of course we needed to reduce those and combine those to reusable classes. So there was a lot of manual editing to reduce the number of concepts, and in the end we ended up with a little more than 500. So yeah, classes, object properties, data properties, a couple of other ones I'm skipping to avoid additional complexity here. And for certain large-scale edits, we also used quick statements again. So now we did all of the editing. Now we wanted to make sure whether the data we have is actually consistent. So that's where we used what we called maintenance queries. Used the query interface, wrote some Sparkle queries, basically to check for missing properties, wrong links between concepts, basically things that didn't match with our concept, with our structure. And in the end, we also had to do a manual review of all of the concepts just to make sure we didn't miss anything. This was kind of a lot of work, because if you only take like five minutes per item multiplied by 550, it's over 1 week of full and concentrated work. But of course, you don't need 5 minutes, because you sometimes spend like half an hour to fix a certain item when there's problems with the modeling. So we now had all of the data. Now it was time to get the data out of Wikibase. We wrote an export script in Python that uses the query service to get the information about the concepts and fill them in templates, prepared templates. So in the end, we got a nice valid OWL file that contains everything we need. And this is the actual basis of the standard. For future versions, when we are going to make revisions, the Wikibase is our working platform. And once we do an export, this is the new version of the standard. Keeping those separate, this would also allow us to move the server to a different instance, or, as I said, change the installation. We export JSON for the documentation of the website. And we also export the data into a second Wikibase instance. This is like really experimental right now. We haven't really used this in production, where the concepts can then be used to describe actual data. So we are breaking down those, or you're taking them a step down from properties being Wikibase items and converting them into actual Wikibase properties. This is quite a lot of, requires quite a lot of steps to keep all of the data and all of the linking consistent, but it works. And in the end, well, it was quite successful. There is a huge community, well, there's a community about biodiversity information standards who also had their annual meeting just in the past days. So there's a huge interest in reusing this approach for other standards as well. And so in the future, we want to try a bit about shape expressions. As I said, we have some restrictions in there to export them and build some better workflows for the versioning. We haven't done this yet. And switched up the Docker instance. So in, at the end, I want to have a small wish list what things could be improved. Well, there are a lot more tools out there that are really written for Wiki data, but could be more agnostic. In particular, quick statements. As I said, I did some adjustments manually. Many of the issues I had are probably solved by now, but I don't think all of them. Then we want to import existing templates, so the Sparkle template, the Q and the PE templates. They're really useful when working with Wikibase, so this should be done automatically. And as I said, we did a lot of manual editing, so it would be useful, just ideas to have a tool where you can, like in an Excel table, you load a couple of items and you load a couple of properties and then just jump from cell to cell, really quickly edit a lot of things, without, in a semi-automated way. Well, thanks, that's the end.
Thank you so much. Wow, so much to talk about on this. So there is not only, well, how do I get back from here? It's not only about science, it's not only about libraries, you can also create art and beauty with Wikibase. And who would be better to tell us about this than Stuart Pryor?
Now, slightly embarrassingly, we talk about art and beauty, but this is a really ugly presentation. So, starting off with a room full of Wikimedians, trains, people like trains, but it has a purpose. So this is Hackney Down Station in northeast London, and this is about Banner Repeater and Wikibase, which I'll explain further. So this is a terrible photo, but it is actually where an artist's publishing archive is held, which is on the platform of a train station. Within there, they've got several hundred copies of various types of artists' publishing. They get a lot of public footfall. It does a lot of outreach to actual general public. Like, you get on the train, you'll find bits of sort of obscure art on the train. So it's a really interesting project, but part of a much wider community. So what is artist publishing? What are artist books? Like, I didn't know either. So the definition, according to Wikipedia, is artist books are works of art utilized as a form of a book where you can read it. But it's individual pieces of art or sometimes collections of art using publishing as a medium. This varies quite a lot. It's very interesting. It was kind of... There's a lot of it in the kind of early 20s and 30s, and then it kind of had a bit of a renaissance, 60s and 70s, and continues to expand. Has a large global community, multilingual, somewhat separate from kind of large institutional art institutions. So you'll find collections such as the V&A has a collection, obviously. So, they've got various kind of items such as these. This is just an article, so it's not the best display. But it's a really kind of interesting, yet slightly niche field of work, but it's not very good on Wikidata. This is, again, a really terrible photo, it's not my photo, of some of the stuff held in the Banner Repeater's archive. If you see in the middle, the pink one, Blast, that's actually a fairly notable piece of artist publishing from the 20s. What does it look like on Wikidata? So it's not good on Wikidata. It's often just confused with books or other forms of publishing. The average kind of Wikidata item for a notable piece of artist publishing doesn't really have much to say about it. It's just, there you go, that's it.
There's not a huge amount of identifier numbers as well. So there's clearly a lot missing when it comes to artist publishing, certainly compared to more traditional forms of art, paintings and sculpture and so forth. And there's a huge desire within the community to start codifying this and making it a real thing. So I'll give you an example of what is actually available, and you can point out what's wrong with this query. So this is basically all there is. That's every artist's book on Wikidata. So there's really not a lot. Some of them don't even have labels for a start. And it's something that really needs expanding and something that has capacity to be expanded. Has anyone seen what's wrong with this query yet? The labels say sausage because I just stole someone else's query and changed the queue number. It's actually a query about sausage. Anyway, moving on. But yeah, you see it doesn't really have much of a presence. We were approached by Banner Repeater. So I work for Wikimedia UK. We were approached by Banner Repeater to help them with this, setting up a wiki base. In terms of funding and getting extra funding, but also in terms of bringing in a wider community and being part of the process. So the process is basically to gather this community of artists, archivists, and linked data experts and work out what the schema, what the data model for artist publishing should be. It's a very specialized field. It doesn't really map onto Wikidata perfectly. It's probably too granular for it. And the other thing is the kind of flexibility of it. Maybe it doesn't really fit in Wikidata. Maybe it's too rigid at the moment. The Wikibase is being built, so I haven't got much to show you because it's not been built yet, but this is more about the process. And the process is extensive community consultation through kind of layers of it. So we're not just going to do this in one session. It's not a few individuals deciding. It's kind of ongoing and ongoing and ongoing. The impact of this could be fairly substantial because no one else is doing this work. A lot of the larger institutions have artist publishing sitting in their kind of back room. They don't really know how to categorize it. They haven't categorized it very well. They're not very interested in it. But there is a huge community that is interested in doing this. So this is basically the process at the moment. So the initial workshop has happened. So it was an expert workshop with some people sort of deep in the field of artist publishing, archivists, people who own collections and so forth, to establish a kind of basic set of priors to look at what things were existing, what the existing status was on Wikidata, and look at how that could be expanded or improved. And then they documented that and sort of established this basic structure. And now we move into the next process where it's bringing in a much wider community. So it's not just data people, it's creators as well. There'll be a lot of narrative in this, a lot of qualitative things. Again, stuff that just doesn't really belong on Wikidata. But also working with archivists and working with linked data experts and so forth to hopefully bring this all together to create a resource that will have a nice accessible front end and also build this community of people who can contribute to it and kind of own this data set. I'll show you what we've got already. This is subject to change. But this is basically kind of where we've got so far with the expert one. So you see different P numbers being developed and look at what their equivalent on Wikidata is. And it, obviously it's a lot more granular than probably the information on Wikidata is at the moment. So there's some sort of detailed stuff, so there's qualities such as height, width, thickness and so forth, which aren't necessarily that present on other groups of artists publishing on Wikidata. But there's lots of other things like commissioned by and contributors to, and a lot of these works will have multiple contributors and multiple editions and things like that. There's a lot of granular information that can come about these things, and a lot of narrative as well, you know, as things have changed over time, as people have reinterpreted things. And this was what was created. Again, most of it has Wikidata equivalents, but some of it doesn't yet. So what do we have here? Other editions and things like that.
So it's fairly specialized. This is the kind of first stage, and this will go through another process as people take things away from it or contribute to. The flexibility is really important in this. It's kind of getting away from older kind of standards and moving to something which is a bit more up to date and something where the community can really change things and not be dictated to. And I'll start speaking quicker. So, power dynamics at the moment and why Wikibase? So, at the moment, this is the art world. This is what the art world looks like. It's a big orange thing. But you've got these large institutions, and then you've got sort of groups of artists publishing. So that could be, you know, Delhi, Mexico City, London, and so forth. And what we don't want is this kind of thing where large institutions and experts get to dictate the kind of ontology and how these things are going to work. So working to establish a Wikibase among an artist community can help them work out what they're going to do. And then they start pushing back into the larger institutions with a more kind of flexible data model, with something that's more up to date and coming from grassroots organizations, as opposed to coming from institutions, so to speak. So I think there's huge value in this approach in terms of creating a sort of parallel infrastructure for communities of people who own content and so forth, much like Wikimedia is, and kind of pushing out to institutions rather than doing it the other way around. Do I have another slide? What next? I always put this slide in because it's always the worst slide and it's such a stereotype. What next? We're moving on to the sort of community consultation stage, so it'll get a bit more kind of expansive and interesting. This database will be talking to Wikidata, but on what terms, we're not 100% sure. But it could be that this becomes a very specific instance for artists publishing that Wikidata can draw from, and vice versa. And I'll just finish off with that picture again, because I just quite like it. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're almost at the end of our fast-paced ride, and we saved the best for last. No, but we give the last presentation to someone who is a true pioneer of using Wikibase in the field of digital humanities. And Olaf Simons, you have not prepared any slides, but we will do some live action.
And I have been on Wikipedia since 2004, actually. I have the 15 years. What am I going to show? I've been congratulated for this. I'm going to show you the Wikibase instance we created. It's not a Docker image, and I could agree it's not the best to have a Docker image. It's not the best to have an independent installation. It's difficult, and it's been extremely difficult for us, and we're grateful for the Wikimedia Germany to help us get it done on a mutual agreement we had. So basically, we have here several projects on this. It's more project-oriented than Wikidata, and my thing should be in here. I open that and go, just should have done that before. Here we are. The history of the Illuminati, I start with this one. This has been a little film which has been created by Paul-Olivier Dehaye, whom I only know from Twitter, as he asked us what kind of experience did we make when we got our Wikibase, and he was experimenting with his own. And I talked to him about things we could do and things we could not do. This was a film I would love to be able to do. And he said, it's easy for me. I can run a Sparkle search, get the information, and put it into a program on which you can then see this thing. It's actually 20 years of research on the Illuminati, and it gives you a short history of the entire organization and all its correspondences. That's not a Wikimedia tool. It's not a tool of Wikibase, but it's something you can do. And actually, I like it that it is not a tool already, it should become a tool. I like it because it shows our data is really free. Someone can download our data, someone can do something with it which we haven't expected, and it can be done within 2 hours, if you are bright, and he is bright, of course. So he created this for us. I go back to my presentation. why our own Wikibase? This was the immediate question when we approached Wikimedia. I knew of Wikidata since 2010, and in 2017 it was ready to be used by us, and there was actually an interest from Wikimedia people to say, do it, and we support you. Why our own base? Basically, as original research that we have to do, and the entire installation is a research tool. It's not only there to take a look at what we did and for presentation purposes, but actually I use it every day for my research. I change dates of documents and take a look at how things look when I have changed that. I do a lot with working hypothesis. And we ask projects that have data to give us their data and to feed them in, and they can again put a label, put an item to their data sets that says this has been produced by the following project. Next projects can continue with it, but it's already there as a marker that this is a data set with work from a certain project. And if you have a project, DFG funded, but the German research institution, if you have a project, you want to show what kind of work you have done. And you can now do a Sparkle search and present your entire group of data sets in the final resume of your work. So we get original research, we identify research, we encourage the working hypothesis. This is a working tool, and it's actually quite useful to start from the beginning, not to present something in the end, but from day on, you work with it, and what you think is the proper answer to that question, you can put it into Wikibase, and then you can substantiate information until you see this is the right identification of a person or the right date for a thing which we haven't been able to date so far. So actually accumulate work while you are doing it, use the Wikibase as a kind of tool that is getting you closer to the final result. Our first meeting took place in December 1, 2017, and I remember I had a little challenge for you that was a death date, a date of death for a person, where I wanted to have someone to show a source for that, and that was extremely difficult because he had to create the source before he could connect it to that. And in the room we had the clear idea, if we do this, we do it with the sources already part of the Wikibase installation we have. And if we have the sources in there, that is all the early modern books that have been printed would be the ideal. If we have that in there, we need the GND in there. And when we heard that the GND people are on their track to test the software, I approached them and asked, wouldn't you like to do this in a cooperation with us so that we can have your data, which we want to have anyway, and that you can see how it works on a Wikibase. And this is where we are at the moment. And presently, I would say a lot of things we're not sure how they are done, or at least I am not sure how they are done. How's the input done? How do you get from a resource of strings to an item-based resource? Lots of things. And basically, my talk here is an invitation. Join us. We are still not really part of the Wikibase community. That doesn't exist. We have a Wikidata community, and lots of things are taking place in Wikidata, but if I ask for help for a Wikibase that is not Wikidata, that's a difficult thing. First thing I would say is, actually to work with us is cool because you can grab the data for Wikidata anytime, any moment, it's CC0. So actually you can use it as an incubator of your work and drag it to Wikidata. And also we will work with big data. When we have the GND in there, that will be quite something. So if you really want the challenge, you can get it also on our platform. And we offer interesting communities. Basically, one of the things that is different is that we have all clear name accounts and institutions. So, but that also means you can do things which you couldn't do on Wikidata. You can do your genealogy at our site. We don't mind. It's interesting to have people getting such data. You can do your city search research, historical research on our platform. We don't mind. You can be with research on our platform. So lots of things need to be done. We have immense problems running the database. It was implemented by Wikimedia, but now we see lots of things don't really work. We can't really fix that. It's extremely difficult to get help to run the database, to update the database, to solve little technical problems which we face as soon as we run an instance outside Wikidata. Like getting the direct GND link is difficult. It works on Wikidata, it doesn't work on our instance. Getting images from Wikimedia Commons on our Wikibase is not that easy. Lots of little things still remain. So actually, this is an invitation. If you want to join us on the mass input, do that. Approach us. If you want to help us with technical things, this is highly welcome. And then we need tools. You saw the tool we had in the beginning. Actually, it's not that difficult to get such tools. I saw what kind of query you do to get such a visualization, and once you have it, you should be able to modify it easily. These tools are extremely precious in our community of digital humanities projects, and there are little companies that create these tools again and again and again and get money for that. I would love to have these tools just once and for all free and on the market and working with a Wikibase instance. So anyone who is interested in developing tools, approach us, and we have plenty of ideas of what visualizations historians would love to see, and that should be done. So basically, yeah, lots of things like still remain. I've got 1 minute, I don't need that 1 minute. And you're putting pressure on me. I give the minute to the audience.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And maybe you want to sit down, because I would like everyone to join me back on stage, and we can have a round of questions. I really like that you ended with an invitation, because this is what this is now. You are invited to ask questions. You are also invited to join us tomorrow at the Wikibase meetup. If you have some idea for an awesome Wikibase installation for your institution, for your hobby, for changing the world, please come and join us. We will meet up, and there's some complication with the chairs. Well, let's stand up. Okay. I think we have another microphone here.
I have a microphone for the questions.
Okay. One. Thank you for the presenters, and meet us at the Wikibase meetup. And now I can't wait to hear your questions to the panel.
Who's the first?
Yeah.
Hi. I will be talking in the lightning session too about geosciences, and how in geosciences there's many data repositories that have collected and shared data with the community for years, for decades in some cases. And they curate the data sets, their schemas evolve continuously, they get a lot of feedback from the community. All they desire is to organize the community to enable the growth of these repositories. So they don't necessarily desire to put all their content in Wikidata and lose control over it. They offer a tremendous service curating this content. So I just wanted to point out that some of the requirements and needs that have been voiced by the panelists appear in my communities. And my question is, how do you mix or maintain control over those schemas, over the standards, while allowing the community to continue to introduce feedback and have more of this crowdsourcing spirit that Wikidata has?
I think everyone could answer that, but maybe David, you want to start?
I'm not sure whether I'm the right person to answer this, because in our use case, it's in terms of data modeling, it's really a narrow set of people who actually do the work. We contact experts for the relevant segments, and some of them could contribute, but for the current iteration, it was only me and two colleagues who actually worked on it. So. We want to have this option that we get experts in, but it's always in close collaboration with us, so that we don't really have to worry about the problem of crowdsourcing.
Being part of the Wikimedia community, I would say I would not be that worried. 95% of the edits are good edits and improving things, more than that. As soon as we have a an instance that is actually closed where I offer the accounts on real name, that's an additional hurdle that no fool is going to go over. People are required on our instance to offer an address on page, not to me, but on page. And this is something only institutions usually do, or private people, let's say, okay, I'm a private person, I love this research, this is my personal field, I give you my address. And this is a thing that puts off any vandal who wants to destroy Wikidata. So you can close the system, but then you are not really part of the same flowing community. But again, I would say, if you go CC0, then you can open up, you can be the incubator where people do the research, and then it goes out to the community. But it's an invitation. Use maybe close works, and use an instance where you work together with people you like.
Well, I think that, I don't think that it's my only my opinion. It is there are different perspectives, and it will be hard to reconcile all perspectives and say it's Wikidata is the solution for the entire world to go into. I don't say by this that Wikidata is not a solution, but there are different perspectives, there are different needs. The world is really, there is a large variety of needs, of professional perspectives that you cannot reconcile in a unique worldwide database. So I think that both are, the trickiest thing is how to reconcile and find angles of dialogue between these two large families of needs and perspectives.
If there are more questions, I would rather like to go to more questions.
Yep. Anybody else?
If not, meanwhile, you're thinking about your questions, yep. I would just like to say that's one of the reasons why we consider Wikibase, because we believe that editing information within a Wikibase instance, where you have rights and roles, as you have in Wikidata, gives us the opportunity to share that information with the information in Wikidata in a more easy way, a more convenient way, than if we try to build these bridges in between our authority file and Wikidata at the moment.
So I found it quite exciting hearing about how you're energizing communities to find their own ways for data modeling of and that you can put into Wikibase. Will you, I'm just thinking of Stuart Pryor's community, but also some of the others, be trying to feed the approaches that as a community you decide work back to Wikidata to say, we've done artist books, we've thrashed through several iterations, this is what we found really worked and are properties that you should have or revisions you should make to the Wikidata data model?
Good question, very short answer.
It's an interesting question. I don't know whether this is a model that's going to work for other types. I hope it is. But it's a difficult one. It would be a question of whether the Wikidata community accepts the kind of authority of a separate community that goes off and does the work on its own. But I would certainly hope that it's a way of people feeding back into this process without necessarily needing to go onto Wikidata and do it.
Well, I would say grab it. Grab it if it is convenient, take it and take a look at how it works in the other instance. And if you feel like this is a cool property to do certain searches, then that will be adopted, that will be flowing. I wouldn't think of authorities doing this.
From a Wikidata user perspective, the great thing you're doing is showing that you've established code that works and runs. You've established a data model that people can see is implementable and works. And so, in the open source community, you know, show us the code, you can do that. And that's why I think it's very exciting to have these branches that can then fold it back for data modeling.
Yeah, thank you. I think that is exactly the point. I also like the verb that you used, energize. This is exactly what we want to do. Energize, just as in Star Trek. Yeah, this panel comes to an end. If you have any more questions on all these Wikibase projects, talk.
Please come tomorrow.
Have conversations. This is what this conference is about. Thank you very much.